This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Come to Adelaide's Feast Festival and get ready to feast on a diversity of queer art and culture from around the world. Check out feast.org.au for cabaret, comedy, theatre, music, visual arts and queer thinkers. Adelaide's Feast Festival, November 15 to 30. Joy sponsor.
Live from the 2014 program launch of Feast Adelaide's Queer Cultural Festival at the Prince of Wales. My name's Dylan Adler and I'm joined by someone who has a bit of an amazing history. I'm talking about Kathleen Mary Fallon, the amazing author. How are you?
I'm excited to be here. What a lovely night.
There is a buzz in the air. Everyone's really excited. I'd like to know from yourself, before I ask about your work, are there any programs or shows within the Feast Festival that you're excited to see?
Well, I've only just got the program. Some of the things that they were talking about, Catherine and so forth, were talking about, I'm really excited to see some of them. The woman from South Africa. But I've only just got the program and just found out what's on. But it's vast and it's exciting. And even the launch program was huge. It's a great program.
Absolutely. And before I talk about your works, I'd just like to go back in time for a little bit, because you started off your career in nursing and looking after kids with disabilities. And one thing that stood out from your biography that I've seen is the fact that you adopted a young Torres Strait Island boy. What made you take that walk in life?
Oh, I was very young. I was only 19, and I started to do some work at a children's home. It was just down the road from me, and I put myself through university doing that as a sort of carer. And he arrived the day I started work there, and he was this absolutely tragic little kid. He was only four, three and a half, six, screaming, damaged. And because the home was a very, very good little place, within a year, he was wonderful. He was the best kid, funny, hilarious, kind, sweet. And they were going to shunt him off to a really bad, bad place called Basil Stafford, if anyone knows Brisbane. Shocking, shocking place. I was with a guy then, and we just decided to, we used to take Henry out for weekends and so forth, and just decided we had to not let him go to that place. It's a long, long, long story, which would break your heart, but broke mine. They did send him to the really horrible institution, Basil Stafford. He got very, very sick. He was back in hospital, incontinent, all the things that were good that had happened at the home just went. And anyway, it was just do or die, so we just fought like buggery and got him. And he's like, no, I think he's nearly 50 now. He's got grey hair. He lives in Sydney. He lives by himself. He's got a great little flat. He's fine. He's cool.
It sounds like you've got a very big heart within your chest there, Kathleen. But I'd like to talk, moving on, I would love to talk about one of the productions or one of the shows that you're a part of, where you're bringing in food, art and desire and showing the lines between that. Well, it looks like you're appearing in that show, Food, Art, Desire, with distinguished scholar Joan Nestle.
No. You've got it. You're reading the wrong thing.
Oh, really? It looks like they put you down there. Kathleen joins distinguished artist and writer and activist. Looks like that's a surprise for you when you get to Feast Festival.
That's what I'm saying. I've only just got... I know Joan Nestle a little bit of her work, and she was at Melbourne Uni. She's great. I think she did the archives, gay archives, worked on them in New York and that. But this is all news to me, so it's exciting, no problem. But no, the things I believe I'm doing, I was thinking about indulge, and I thought, I'm indulging my anger and fury at the politics of the fucking world and racism and so forth. That's what my... persons of interest which is three pieces that I've written and performed and so forth over the years. And that's going to be, I guess, the one on the 20th. You know more than I.
Oh, yeah, The Persons of Interest, the three pieces by Kathleen Mary Fallon.
Yeah. So one of the pieces is from a book I've written called Pay Dirt, which is about my foster son and about that relationship with his family. And actually the film Call Me Mum was a sort of spin-off from the book. And so the three pieces in that are going to be... Jane Alison Cope, who's one of the organisers of the festival, we've talked, and I think we'll put music to it because she's a musician and composer. So it'll be sort of a spoken word event. And one of them is called The Apologia, which is from my book Pay Dirt, which is this old coot, you know, this old white fella, you know, apologising not... to Aboriginal Australia, you know, I'm sorry that we chose sacred sites to, you know, this is, you know, you can see how bloody sorry I am, so don't push me much bloody further, you know. So it's that mentality. The other one, the other piece is called, it's MCON's story, or Yes, Mrs. No, Mrs. And I've been doing a lot of work on the South Sea Islanders, the Kanakas, who, what's what they were called, who worked the sugarcane, who put the sugarcane industry on the map. And I've been doing a lot of work and a thesis on their strategies of political and cultural survival since 1980. Incredible communities up the coast of Queensland, often thought of as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, but there are... they're not migrant and they're not Indigenous, but they're black. So a very interesting community. And I'm based this piece on a Faith Bandler book called WACV. Faith Bandler was a South Sea Islander from the Tweed area, but she worked a lot for the referendum in 68. She was very, very involved in social justice and so forth. And there's a book that she's written called WACV. So it's a story of this one of the islanders, based on her father, escaping from the plantations in North Queensland and making their way to the Tweed. So it's about it's about this woman, MCON, his wife, and WACV, and what happens. So that's a sort of a poem story, but it's also, I wrote it originally as a sort of operatic thing. And then the other piece... is called The Story of Mamdou Habib. And years ago, Mamdou Habib had only been released from Guantanamo for about 2 weeks, and he came to Melbourne and gave a talk. And it was heartbreaking, horrifying, and the man is amazing. I've read his memoir on Guantanamo, and I just couldn't get his story or his voice out of my head. You know, what I do, these people, John Howard, a criminal, and it was his story. So I went home and I just wrote from what he'd said, and I've sent the piece to him, and he's very happy with it, and he's very happy for a white Anglo woman to do it. And he's actually sent me his T-shirt, which says, and I may wear it for the performance, I don't know. It says, ASIO sold me. So they're the three pieces. But it's indulging my fury at what's happening in the world. You know, it's just race and terrorism and sedition laws and, you know, and I guess it's being an outsider, you know, being queer, just being on the outside, seeing those sorts of things, and really, like with my foster son, being infuriated at the way power just tramples people. So I've done my spiel.
Well, it was a very, very lovely spiel at that, Kathleen. Thank you so much for being my guest for today.
That's fine, but there's the other event, which is Reading from Working Hot, which probably most people might know me from. That book I wrote called Working Hot, which was seen as a lesbian cult classic many years ago. So I think there's a dinner on the next night, and I'll be reading from that, which is more kind of indulging being gay, I guess.
Excellent stuff. Well, Kathleen is appearing in Persons of Interest, a three pieces by Kathleen Mary Fallon, one show November 20th. And then maybe you'll get the memo later on. She's also appearing at the Food, Art and Desire on November 23rd.
That must be it. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. You are listening to Joy 94.9, sponsored by Feast Adelaide Queer Cultural Festival. Feast Adelaide's Queer Cultural Festival.
Come to Adelaide's Feast Festival and get ready to feast on a diversity of queer art and culture from around the world. Check out feast.org.au for cabaret, comedy, theatre, music, visual arts and queer thinkers. Adelaide's Feast Festival, November 15 to 30. Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.